الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعبد الله ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear respected brothers and elders The hadith that I have just recited in front of you It is quoted by Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah In which Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an He says كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that I was once behind Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and then Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed to me يا غلام oh small child إني أعلمك كلمات that surely I will teach you few words which will be very beneficial I will give you some counsel and some advice which is very beneficial ihfazillah the first counsel that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to Abdullah ibn Abbas that ihfazillah yahfazuka be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be careful about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ihfaz means to protect to safeguard and in this context it means to safeguard the hudud, the boundaries and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from those things that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. The prohibition should be maintained. So that is what it means. So ihfazillah, if literal meaning is to safeguard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need any safeguarding. But what it means to maintain his status. If you say that he is your Lord, then make sure that he is your Lord. Meaning that when your Lord tells you to do something, you do it. When your Lord tells you to stay away from something, you stay away. Then that means you have truly preserved him, preserved his status. Otherwise, if you do what your desire wants, Then it is your desire that has become your Lord. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen that person who has made his lust and desires his Lord? What does that mean? It means that he follows the whims and the desires of his inner self, and he has made that his Lord. So what that dictates, he does. So احفظِ الله literally means to safeguard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning his status. That if we say that he is Allah, then he should be Allah. And Allah is somebody, is a deity that we follow in every single aspect of our life. احفظِ الله يحفظك. And if you do that, the reward for that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be mindful and will look after you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after me and you, do we need anybody else to look after us? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to look after us, then no matter in what situation we are in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there. That is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says after, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. If you do that, you be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before you do anything, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is watching me, Allah is looking at me, Allah is alimun bidhati sudur. He knows everything which is going through our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us, will bring us in front of Him to give account for every single action that we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has maintained angels and has created such makhluq in creation that every single action that we are doing is being preserved and written and recorded. So I have nowhere to escape. So being mindful of that and acting accordingly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, so I cannot do it. So my dear respected brothers and elders, somebody who does that, احفظ الله يجده تجاهك. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there in front of you. Anywhere you go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not neglect you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always look after you. Many and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That whosoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that He will make a path for him to relieve himself, for him to come out of that difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and will give him sustenance from the places that he would have never even thought of. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever leave you to yourself. If you do that, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you. Literally means, if you help Allah, is Allah in need of our help? No. It means if you help the deen of Allah, if you uphold the deen of Allah, if you do not transgress the boundaries of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return will look after you. Will look after you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. That if you seek, if you want anything, then you only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ask the creation, for the creation cannot do anything for you. The creation cannot even harm, nor could they even benefit you. And that is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, واعلم ان الامة لو اجتمعت على ان ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك الا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. Listen, open your ears. ان الامة, if the whole ummah were to get together, لو اجتمعت على ان ينفعوك, they will get together and try to benefit you. لم ينفعوك بشيء, they will not be able to benefit you. إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك, only that thing which has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for you. What has been written for you, that benefit will come to you regardless if a person tries or doesn't try. وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. And if of the whole ummah, if all the people, and in one hadith, all the jinns and all the ins, all the jinnat and all the human mankind were to get together, على أن يضروك بشيء, that if they try, if they get together to try to harm you, لم يضروك إلا بشيء, they will not be able to harm you besides that thing which has already been written for you. رفعت الأقلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the pen. Everything has been written already. Nothing will be rewritten. Nothing will change. If something is to benefit you, it will come to you. If something is to harm you, that will come to you. And if anybody tries to try to change that, it will never happen. وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, and the books have been dried. The inks have been dried. There will not a single change will happen to that. So وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the makhluk, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot do everything, cannot do anything. Cannot do anything. And that is what needs to be embedded into our hearts. To have full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is Allah who is the creator. It is Allah who is the sustainer. It is Allah who is the provider. It is Allah who gives life. It is Allah who gives death. It is Allah who gives benefit. It is Allah who brings down trials. It is Allah who removes the trials. It is Allah who gives children. It is Allah who provides. That is what we need to embed into our hearts. But Allah is the one who does everything. And nobody else can do anything. And if we do that, and if we have embedded into our hearts, then you will see how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Then you will see how much ease your heart will be. These are all the guarantees that Allah has given in the Quran. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. So open your ears and listen. That it is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the practicing of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in upholding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the deen, observing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in preserving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is upholding the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in upholding the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is in the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the heart will be at ease. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Today, we all want that. Today, we all want to feel at ease. Today, we all want to be happy inside. But the direction that Allah has given us, we forget that direction. We hang out in other things. We look for it in other directions. You want to go to London? You need to go on the M4 towards the east, not towards the west. Towards south, if you're facing north. But if you go in the wrong direction, then you can go in that direction for as long as you wish. You will never reach your destination and never reach your goal. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, If we want to have that inner peace, if we want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after us, if you want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards us, then the medicine is that we uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in another narration, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he says, احفظ الله يحفظك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your good times, and يعرفك في الشدة, he will remember you in your worst times. وعلم أن النصر مع الصبر, that remember that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with patience and perseverance. Upholding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to persevere on the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in any calamities that befall upon you, in upholding that, then the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. وَأَنَّ الرَّخَاءَ مَعَ الشِّدَّةِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرْدْ مَعَ الشِّدَّةِ, that the opening and the easing will come after one goes with hardness. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, and after having going through troubled time, you will find that the good times will come. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, we have to understand this hadith, and if we do understand it and we do implement it into our lives, we will see the openings, we will see the happiness, we will see all those things that we all wish. And the biggest thing that we want is to have ease. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.